It is Coast to Coast AM. You are listening to Hello There, Connie Willis here on a Sunday night, Monday morning, wherever you might be. We are discussing the Marian prophecy along with Monty, who had a miracle occur with him. You can find him at worldpsychic.org and learn more about him. You can also get readings from him. You can get healing consultation and go on his site and you'll learn a ton of things. He's really good with predictions. He's got it going on and he's fun to listen to and you can joke around with him as well. And he's got some sort of crazy Southern accent that brings out mine when we get together for sure. I've been controlling it a little bit here. You know, it's just kind of a micro. Once you put the headphones on and the microphone, you get into that professional mode, but outside of it, we'll have a margarita and there you go. So it'll be in trouble. We'll both be some hicks talking. So Monty, one of the things I wanted to ask you, and I kind of did before, but before we start taking phone calls, we got a lot of people that want to talk to you and ask you things. Imagine that. You when they had asked you, do you want to, what was it they asked you? Do you want to stay? Do you want to go? What was the question?
Are you ready to go yet?
Oh, are you ready? Okay. So here you are sick. You're dying. They say, are you ready to go? And you say no. And so, but when you come back, you are either healed 100% or you get healed after so much time, it's like soon after. My question is, does that happen with everybody when you cross over and you make that decision? Do you come back healed or getting healed?
Well
I've never heard of anybody that says no and then they come back sick.
No, it's what it is they're basically checking in to see if you're ready to go to leave this, you know, incarnation. And sometimes being sick is one of the catalysts for people to leave, you know, whether it be a car wreck, whether it be, you know, self-inflicted. You know, there are a lot of ways to create an exit point, but what they're doing is saying, hey, you're in pretty bad shape, and we recognize that, and we're willing to take you to heaven at this point if you're ready to surrender. And both times I said no, I'm here, I'm going to fight to stay alive or fight to stay in this incarnation. But you have to understand that generally whenever you get sick and you have these exit points, there's something, an evil spirit or something, especially in the first 2 months, the people that were trying to, the demons, as I call them, were trying to talk me out of staying. I knew that they were tricksters. I knew, you know, that first of all, I don't believe in suicide, so I would never do that to myself. But they were trying to, with all their might, to get me to give up, wear me down so that I would either commit suicide or just die, you know, from fighting them. And one of the takeaways from that is anytime you're faced with cancer or some debilitating disease of some sort, it means that God has a bigger plan for you, and the dark side is trying to keep you from reaching that point. It's like then when you go to Walmart, there's always somebody in line. There's always an equal and opposing force. So I knew when I said no with the cancer that there was something I was not doing I need to be doing. And so it became the catalyst to really light a fire under me and say, I need to get ready to write my books. I need to continue doing the things I'm doing, but on a different scale because I'm not doing what God wants me to do. And so if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, then God will check you out as well because you're just wasting your time and God's time. And so the first time wasn't so bad, but this time I knew exactly what I needed to be doing and that I did not want to die until I got those tasks done. And so for all the people that are out there, the doctors and nurses and the people that work in the public sector, whether you're police officers, fire department, personnel, we love you. We appreciate all that you do. You know, the system's broken. It's not the people. And we ask that you continue and offer, I don't like the word hope, but offer faith to people. Give them something to hang on to so they have a reason to stick around and a reason to fight. And so I knew that they were trying to trick me into giving up on Jesus or God or my faith, and that just wasn't going to happen. I live by my faith. And so for other people, it could be something totally different. They may not be asked. And so it wasn't automatically I was healed. It meant that automatically at that point, I was given a day or two. I needed to get some help or I wasn't going to make it. So it just basically gave me a get-out-of-jail-free card for a week so I could find somebody to help with the healing process or initiate it myself.
Wow, that answered it for me. Thank you. I appreciate that. First time caller, let's go to the calls, the phones, and see what you guys want to ask Monty yourself. So first time caller, Ben, Pennsylvania. Ben, welcome to Coast AM.
Oh, hello. Hey.
Hey.
I'm honored to be on Coast to Coast.
Excellent. And awesome. We're honored to have you.
I've tried a couple of times and this is great. I'll be honest with you. I just kind of, woke up in the middle of the night here. I'm in Pennsylvania, so it's a little late. Started listening and I'm really interested by this whole cancer thing. What's your guest's name? I forget what his name is.
Monty.
Okay. Monty. Pleasure to meet you. I lost my dad a while ago and I always wondered, I was really touched by what you were saying about how you were, going through your cancer treatments and kind of like the manifestation thing and all that. And, I often thought, like, because I tried to get my dad, I think maybe he was getting demented, and I often thought, like if he would have just fought and manifested his health better. I kind of just maybe some elaboration on that.
Yeah, what normally happens, one of the things about the Lord's prophecies and the Fatima prophecies is the message was prayer and penance, that we have to have faith in ourselves. Not everybody, that's why I don't use the word hope. Hope means hopeless. Don't ever use the word hope. It's one of the worst words you could use. Replace it with faith, because faith means you have a expected outcome. You have skin in the game. If you say, I have faith, I'm going to see you, that means that you know you're going to see that person. And so using positive words, just like Regan was saying, using humor, with something that will heal you and help you. But it's not the humor, it's it raises your vibration. And once it raises your vibration, you're able to withstand illnesses and harm and mental decline and things like that. Not everybody has the energy or wherewithal or even the knowledge how to fight whenever you get sick. For me, this was... my life was on the line, and I knew I was going to be the one to determine whether I stayed or went. And so I gave it 110% and said, nothing's going to stop me. You can pour battery acid in my veins, I'm going to come through this no matter what. And that's right. What happened. The worst stuff you could put in you is chemo. But it actually made me better. It made me feel better because I had a positive spin on it. I called it liquid gold. And so for him, one of the things that he was doing is either your mom's on the other side or somebody's on the other side, and he was ready to go see them. So he felt like he did not have the future. He would not have a profitable future with his health, and he just, because it was declining, and he decided he wanted to take early out. He just checked out.
But you're speaking directly to what my dad did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that is really profound because, my mom and him, it was just an unfortunate time that it all happened because they were going through a divorce and he got the cancer. And obviously it beat him down. And also he kind of had some mental health issues. So it just, and he dealt with it his whole life, OCD, probably ADHD. We all probably have it, but he just degraded. And I tried, I'll be honest with you. Like, I think I'm stronger because I saw his struggles. And, maybe that's the idea of the manifestation. I'm just shocked that, like, when I heard you talking about the chemotherapy, I kind of always had this idea that chemotherapy is horrible. And I don't even know if I trust it, that that's a good thing to do when someone's going through cancer treatment. I had an uncle too that he refused the chemo, and he was just like, no, just let me die because I don't want to go through that pain. But, like, you somehow got through it, and it actually worked for you, which is great. And I'm not, you know, saying that chemotherapy is necessarily a bad idea. I have no idea what, you know, I don't know the science behind it. But, I mean, relatively, it is the idea is, you know, we kill the cancer and we, you know, almost kill you by giving you this poison. But you just decided that you were going to fight through it.
Let me explain what the chemo does. And this is my way of thinking. Chemo resets your body and your DNA. When you go through chemo, you lose all your hair. Your skin is like a baby skin. I knew your body replaces itself. All the cells of your body replace themselves within a year. I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to hijack that DNA that's been reset. Instead of it coming back the way that the chemo wanted it, I'm going to reset. It's like taking an old cassette tape with the music on it, and you reprogram it with something else. So what I did was I reprogrammed my body and said, not only am I coming back, I'm coming back better. I'm going to come back younger. I'm going to come back stronger. I'm going to come back healthier by going through this because I understand how the body works and how our minds work. And so what I did was I hijacked the chemo and called it liquid gold because gold is something that is antibacterial, number one. So gold has a lot of healing properties. And if you drink nano gold or stuff like that, then it's just like colloidal silver. It can help you. So what I did was I reprogrammed my body and said every time I went to get chemo, it was going to make me stronger and better and better. And it did. I mean, the doctor got mad at me because every time I went, he heard me say, give me all the liquid gold you want to give me. And he did not know how to comprehend that. And he took it, you know, personal. But what I was doing was saying, give me anything you want to give me to take me out because nothing's going to take me out because I'm doing God's work. And God's behind me. The angels are behind me. Mother Mary's behind me. And be damned if anything else is going to stop me from getting what I want. And so you have to have that mindset. If you don't fight for your life, then you will lose your life. What happened to your dad was he was lonely. He felt abandoned. He was lonely. And you mirror him in a lot of ways. And you carry about 10% of who he is right now. And so that's something you still need to address and make sure that you raise your vibration. And raising your vibration just means being happy. Do whatever makes you happy because then those negative thoughts don't creep in, those negative actions. And after a period of time, your body will be so strong, nothing can penetrate it because you're building up that armor. That by raising your vibration. And that's what I did. I raised my vibration above the physical level where my body was nothing more than just whatever I thought it was and whatever I wanted it to be. And so it was a challenge. It wasn't easy. And even the doctor told me, he said, nobody's ever joked in a cancer center. And I'm upset that you do it. And I just told him, you don't know who I am. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I'm going to keep saying it's liquid gold, and I'm gonna call it that because that's what it is to me. And so, that's good that you're addressing your needs and your dad's needs.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ben, for that call. Great stuff. Amen. Holy cow. Amen. I've never wanted to say that. There you go. We've got West of the Rockies. Let's talk to Myla, Santa Cruz, California. Hey there, Myla. What do you have for Monty? Welcome.
Hey, Monty. Hey, good morning, West Coasters. How you guys doing? First time caller.
All right.
Doing great.
Thank you.
So, hey, Connie, how you doing?
I'm all right. Welcome.
So, you know, I listen to you guys every morning. I just caught the beginning of the Lord and the water. So, funny thing with me is my mother-in-law is very religious. She ended up taking a 2-week church overseas kind of retreat thing, and I had no idea that she had visited the place, so she ended up bottling some water and bringing it back, and that was about February, and in around June, right before COVID began, right after COVID actually began, I was coming home on my motorcycle, and I actually ended up in a pretty bad accident where I had a separated kneecap, broken kneecap, torn meniscus, tore ACL, tore the bone off of the ACL. So I had surgery, and, you know, I'm at home, and pretty much there's nothing to do. I can't really move or anything. So I'm on with Zac Efron called Down to Earth. I started watching the second episode, and they actually visit Lourdes, where the water's coming from, and all the miracles, everything gets done to cure it. And, you know, I told my mother-in-law about it. She's like, oh, you know what? I actually ended up going to this place, and I bottled some water. So I ended up starting drinking the water. And the weird thing is, when you have an injury like that, even for an athlete or anybody, it's pretty much a career-ending, like, hey, you're going to be pretty bad off walking. But after drinking the water, within 49 days, I was walking, I was moving. Within about 60 days, I was doing things that normally 8-9 months down the road somebody would do. So it's, I don't know what's in the water or what it is. Like I said, I'm not very religious, but something in that water, and my mother-in-law bringing it over, completely just healed it. The doctor, the surgeon, my physical therapist was like, I don't understand how in 49 days you went from surgery to walking, and 3 to 4 months down the road, I was already almost ready to hit the gym.
Wow. Milo, thanks for the phone call. We got about a minute, Monty, if you'd like to answer him back.
Yeah, that's a great story. They have something like 7,000 people have claimed healing from the water, even though the church only has recognized about 70 people, meaning that they decided that there's no way somebody was, you know, basically on their deathbed, and there's no way that scientifically they could have revived someone. But the water is very powerful, but it's more your belief and your ritual of drinking the water, because you have faith that that water is going to heal you, and your mind is stronger than the water. And so you're creating the blessing that comes through the water.
Amazing. Love to hear your phone calls, your questions, and your stories. So keep it up. We'll do that when we come back. Monty's with us here. Connie Willis, Coast to Coast AM. Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. We've been celebrating 1983 with the music. Been learning a whole lot earlier with Regan Forston. And we're talking with Monty now. And if you'd like to learn more about him, go to World Psychic. Got to pull up some of my information here. So that is, you know, remember psychic. Sometimes it's really hard to spell psychic. I'm not sure why. I know I get messed up with it, but it's psychic, all right, .org. So that's worldpsychic.org. That's the way I remember it, at least. I think I messed it up with psychology and some other things in school. I don't know. I'm just saying it. But that's where you would find him, worldpsychic.org. Those of you that are calling and you can't get in and you're looking for a reading, like a full reading or predictions, things like that, go to his website and you'll learn more about that. And, you know, get a reading or a health consultation as well. You can do that and learn a whole lot about Monty. Monty's got it going on. Hey, Monty, you know what? How's my chocolate going to do? How's Connie's chocolate going to do?
Going to double.
Yeah, baby. Okay, that's all I need. You don't have to say anything else. Let's just keep it good. I'll work for a triple after that. All right, you ready for some more calls, or you want to say anything beforehand?
We're ready to go.
Okay, let's do it. All right. And you're in Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's in
Sweet
Alabama.
Home, Alabama.
That's right. That's where that accent comes from. All righty, let's go to Brian, wildcard line number 3, Lake Mills, Wisconsin. Brian, what do you got for Monty here on Coast to Coast AM?
Hi, Connie. Hi, Monty.
Hello.
Love the show.
Thanks.
God bless you for your healing knowledge. I have a question for healing on our nation. I worked with Joseph Brendan Quinn in 2016 and 2020. We were working to clean up the elections in Wisconsin. A late retired general, Mr. Quinn, was largely responsible for cleaning up the elections in Florida 2000 and 2018. He was part of the Brooks Brothers squad riot in 2000. Election integrity was his passion. In 2020, on a counter-surveillance mission, we caught Henry Kissinger working within senior executive service out of the Pentagon. Kissinger was recorded working with China, Iran, and others to rig our elections. So on the eve of Thanksgiving in 2020, Henry Kissinger and others working with him in senior executive service were fired from the Pentagon. Monty, do you think election integrity will be restored in our nation? Will the corrupt officials be held accountable? And when do you think there will be justice?
Well, I already know that it's going on. I've made predictions about it in the last several years by stating who was going to be president and a couple of times that there were coups going on, just like there's a coup going on right now to get Trump out of office. And so what we've got to do on the local level is hold our politicians accountable on the local level and then move it up to a higher level. But Wisconsin's one of the battleground states right now where a lot of things are going up in the air and they're getting a lot of visibility. And so it takes time. Now, as far as, criminalizing people and putting them in jail, that's going to be the hardest thing to do. But the easiest thing to do is be able to clean up the voter rolls and get the people out of office by voting them out or impeaching them. But to answer your question, yes, but it's going to take probably another 3 or 4 more years to actually see that, you know, come to fruition in places like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and other states.
Lamont Hamilton is with us, World Psychic. You can learn more at worldpsychic.org, and we're taking your calls with whatever you want to ask him. We got Brother Don on wildcard line number 4 out of Kent, Ohio. Hey there, Brother Don. How you doing? Welcome.
Oh, I tell you what, Connie and Monty, interesting program as always. Monty, I had one question and 2 observations. I grew up Roman Catholic. Is there a map of Marian apparitions, the sites that, you know, she's appeared? That's my question. Now, observation on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah appeared to Jesus as mature men. And in the upper room after Jesus' crucifixion, he appeared to the apostles as a recently crucified man of 33 years old. Yet when Mary appears, she's always as a young woman, late teens, possibly early 20s. My other observation is in Jeremiah 7, verse 18, God is angered over people worshiping the Queen of Heaven. And also, L.A. Mazzulli exposes the fraud at Lourdes, the appearance there. So what do you have, your opinion on those subjects? Thank you, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, the thing about that I noticed about Mother Mary was she was really young. I think she's about 15 when she got married anyway. And so, yeah, she appears anywhere from 12 to 15. I mean, angelic, very, 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 very young. Most people would not even equate her as being the Holy Mother. Probably the same age as Bernadette, Saint Bernadette. She was 14, and so yes, there's a lot of controversy. I don't think anybody can doubt what happened at Lourdes, and it's, you know, there's always going to be people that deny it. I'm not Catholic, so I didn't have a predetermined understanding of what was going on. I found out after the fact, after researching what was going on. In my world, I can see angels, guides, and helpers, so I don't need anybody to tell me if somebody's there or not. I can actually see. I could see angels. I've been seeing them since I was a kid. And so everything was native, was honest when it came to me. And so to answer your question, I'd be careful about people trying to interpret the Bible, use the Bible to interpret everybody's experience. It may be true in the biblical sense when something happened 2,000 years ago, but it doesn't always apply to today. I think everybody needs to make up their own mind. And like I said, I'm not Catholic. I also understand that you're not supposed to worship the Queen of Heaven. And I'm not saying you worshiped her. I'm just saying I'm praying for intercession, which means I'm asking her to pray for me or pray for someone else or pray for the health of the planet. And so she's the one that prays to Jesus in our behalf. She's our advocate. That's the way I look at Mary.
Thank you, Brother Don. Wildcard line number 5. Let's talk to Abby out of California. Hey there, Abby. Welcome to Coast AM.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we got you.
Okay. Hi, Connie, and hi, Monty.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I'm in a very quick nutshell here. I've been going through a very tumultuous time for, you're not going to believe it, but 30 years. I had a 3-year intermission, and then all hell broke loose about 22 years ago. And the last 4 years have been the worst. And I'm just wondering if there's any, like, anything you get about it, or if there's any hope, if anything's going to get better, because it feels like everything is incredibly stuck. And it's just, you know, I'm getting old and it's getting too hard, you know. So
yeah, I can see one of the things is your environment, that there seems to be some radon gas or something that's afoot at your house. You need to have that checked. Also, for anything that's antique or anything that's old, very old, like if you're in a very old house versus a newer house, then there's different energies that affect us. And so we get affected by anything that's organic. So anything, if you have a lot of wood in your house versus a new house, which is not as much, then that affects you because it holds energy. You need to be outside away from your house as much as possible so that you have time to reclaim your energy and raise your vibration. So I sense yours is mostly environmental pollution, meaning electronic as well as organic.
Well, there you go. I love that. To the point, here's the answer. It's amazing that you can do this. And this stuff just comes to you, right? It's just natural, just the way it is. Let's go to Washington State, west of the Rockies. I believe it is it Sherry? Is that your name, Sherry?
That's it. Cherie, really.
Cherie. Oh, very nice. That's very it. Nice. Well, welcome to the
Hi.
Show.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you. Well, really, my question, I've just been having a tough time. I took care of my brother for 9 months that was paralyzed, and that was really difficult for me. And then somebody I was emotionally involved with just died a couple weeks ago. And I guess I'm really just kind of looking for direction. I'm feeling a little bit lost.
Yeah, one of the things we have to remember that when we view other people as being handicapped or injured, sometimes it's karmic. You know, people choose to have a certain, to be male, to be female, in other words, things like that. And we come in this incarnation, and usually whenever we have an injury, whether somebody's paralyzed or something like that, whoever the caretaker is has their karma, the person that's injured has their karma, and you're trying to balance that out. But we always try to look at things with a loving heart, and also being positive around that person who has been injured, because you're their caretaker. And I did elder care for 2 years prior to me getting sick, so I was used to being around people who were elderly and had problems. But my job was to keep them happy and make them laugh and make their life, their last years here on earth, you know, the most rewarding that they would have. And I missed doing that kind of work. But it's a labor of love. And so by giving love to someone else, you're helping that person, but you're also helping yourself in the next lifetime, because you may have some injury or something debilitating injury in the next lifetime, and somebody's going to help you. So compassion goes a long ways to helping you in the next world as well as this one.
Thanks for your phone call. East of the Rockies, Roberto, trying to get you all in here out of Florida. Hey there, Roberto. Welcome to Coast AM.
Thank you for taking my call quickly. I just calling on my mom's behalf. You know, if he can quickly tell me, you know, she has health issues, and among others, you know, one of them is being she retains water in her feet. I wonder if he can tell me what he can see, what I can do. She lives with me. I live with her. We live together.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of anger around her, and so anger is one of those things that affects your kidneys. And so she's mad at the world or mad at whoever's around her, so there's some kind of issue that's out of balance. It could be there's too many people around, or the particular people she doesn't want to be around or around. And so a lot of this has to do with energy, that she's probably feels like she's being suffocated. There's just too many people around. But more than likely, she has I'm not a doctor, but I'm just, you know, I'm going to say I'm on a guess here and say that she has a kidney issue. Of course, it could be heart-related, but I'm also looking at it from a kidney standpoint, that it absorbs negative energy whenever you're mad. You store that in your kidneys. And so she has a kidney dysfunction. She needs to be out of the house, in the sunlight, around probably something in nature, and especially animals.
Interesting how the kidney also affects the heart like that. First-time caller out of Boise, Idaho. Is it Shakina?
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So we got a quick question. We only have a little bit of time left.
Okay, I've been trying to solve a problem with my body, lumps in the tissue that are like hard, and I'm not sure how to fix that. Nobody knows anything about it.
Well, they can always do a biopsy or something to figure out what it is, but I wouldn't be concerned too much unless it's getting bigger, you know, or swelling or something like that. But I don't sense from what I'm seeing is it something that's malignant. It's more likely something that's fibrostic. And so you just need to find somebody to do a biopsy to at least get that out of your mind that it's not anything cancerous.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you for the phone call. Sorry we can't get to everybody, but, you know, what you can do is make sure that you go to Monty's website at worldpsychic.org, and you can get a reading with him. You can also read what he's got and what he's predicted as well. Monty, your second time on, and give us lots of credit on your website. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. And you know what? More than anything, I'm happy you are alive and still with us. I'm glad I didn't hear about what was happening while it was happening. I'm glad I heard it later and called you immediately, and you're fine, just cutting the grass.
Well, thank you very much. That was another gift. A stick got wedged up between my mower blade, and I had to stop my lawnmower to get out and do that. And as soon as I got off my mower, it went dead, and the phone rang at the same time. So I would have missed your call had it not been for that stick. And that's a reminder that everything in life has a reason, whether we notice it at that time or recognize it. Everything always works hand in hand with what we're doing in life and to complement us.
Amazing stuff. And it's great that you are, you know, you bring out the positive to let us know. So, hey, Monty, thanks so much. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Glad he's alive. That's Monty. Before that, we had Regan Forston on. So, worldpsychic.org is where you want to go for Monty. And then I was just trying to remember, it's the afterlife.com. Is that what it is with Regan? Let me see here really quickly. I want to get that to you perfectly. Yeah, visit theafterlife.com. There we go. Had to scroll up to find that one. I hope you all enjoyed the show. If so, please let us know. I appreciate that. Otherwise, hey, find me at ConnieWillis.com. That's where you want to sign up for my show, Where's Willis? Or the newsletter, then I'll let you know when the shows are, how you can jump in on the shows, when the chocolate's ready, where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be on Coast next, especially the creepy hotspots coming up here soon in just a couple weeks. So be ready. I haven't shot it up there yet for you to sign up, but I will, because it will be a paid show. And I hope that you'll join us, because the live investigations, that's what I live for. That is so, so fun. So thank you again for being with us. It was great. And let us know what you think. So from the foothills of the Colorado Rockies, I would like to thank everybody that's been a part of the show. And you might know some of these names. Take a listen. Julie Talbot, Bill May, Tommy Danheiser, Dan Galani, Stephanie Smith, Mike Cosio, all of those that called in. And Mike's here with us tonight. Adam Thompson, Lex Lonehood, Sean Ledesour, Alec Fernandez, he's with us tonight on the website. Thank you. Tim Banal doing all that stuff on the website. Gina Salvati, Donna Walker on phones tonight with us. Miranda Morano, Sue Tricus, Rich Barra, Lisa Gar, Ryan Recker, Richard Sirrett, George Knapp, and of course the man, the emperor of the nighttime, George Nori. Thanks for letting me be here and talk with everybody on the air. So I'm going to be back in August, and in between then, I just hope to hear back from you guys and see what's happening. Again, find me at ConnieWillis.com, ConnieWillis.com. I got my chocolates. I'm about to finish them for you, but the next big event is going to be Project Creepy Hotspots, and I will take you up into the Rockies live virtually, and we will see strange lights, I'm sure. We will have Bigfoot activity, I'm sure, and maybe even something flying around the skies pointing a beam of light. That happens. This stuff is real, so I hope that you'll join me. So until we meet again, I'm Connie Willis. Keep watching the night skies. Continue with me to seek out the strange and uncover the unknown. For Coast to Coast AM, I'm Connie Willis.